Kala nyo wala na kami, ha?
Meron kami ulit another surprise episode for you guys. At ito naman ay tungkol sa lahat ng expectations nyo sa ating gobyerno.
Part 2, right?
Oo,
part 2, okay.
Then. Ganito na lang, si Arnold mo na lang. Ano yung expectations niya nga sa gobyerno? Since tayo ay puro relationship, family,
welcome to part
2. So, welcome to part 2. Arnold, what's your expectation? Or do you set high expectations para sa government? Or mas gusto mong low expectations para? Ikaw,
sagutin. High expectation, pero sa part ng transparency. Doon ako lagi na gano'n, na yun yung lagi kong inaabal lang, lang sa lugar namin. So, dito kasi sa amin, kumbaga, isa ano, kunwari yung issue ngayon na SAP, hindi alam kung sino, ano, kung hindi alam kung sino makakatanggap. Pero yung nalaman namin, na inilabas ng mayor namin kung sino makakatanggap, which is dalawa lang sa bayan namin. Tapos sabi niya, wag na lang natin ipasok sa munisipyo natin yung SAP. Kasi kung dalawa lang din yung bibigyan natin, magiging sama ng loob ng mas nakakarami kasi sasabihin nila pinili. Pero pag wala tayong bibigyan, ilagay na lang natin sa magiging relief. So, ibig sabihin lahat, pwedeng ambunan. Kasi ang ginoano, parang ipinakiusap ng mayor namin dito is kung pwede, kunwari 5,000 ngayon makukuha ng bawat tao, pwede bang 1,000 na lang per head? Kasi hindi naman talaga mabibigyan lahat. At the same time, apektado naman talaga lahat. Ang gusto niya, hatiin lahat ng fund para mabigyan lahat ng tao.
From someone who previously worked in the government, di ba? Tama talaga na high expectations. Kasi taong bayan na nagpapasweldo sa'yo. Inilukluk ka. It's either if you are an elected official, inilukluk ka. And kahit hindi ka elected official, kahit ikaw ay isang employee lang, rank and file employee, ang nagpapasahod pa rin sa'yo ay taong bayan. So, di naman sasabihin you owe it to them, but it's your responsibility because you're working for the government. Dun na lang sa issue ni Arn, yung dun sa SAP. Kasi sa totoo lang, during this time, ang kawawa dyan, LGU, which is yung mayor nyo, di naman niya kasalanan yun eh. Kasi ang nagbaba ng direktiba, galing national. Yun lang yung ipinaabot dun sa bayan ninyo.
Tapos syempre, ang maputukan lang talaga is mayor.
Ang maputukan yung mayor. Tapos kaso nga lang, ang problema din naman kasi is, una, kulang na nga. Pangalawa, yung datos na pinagbasehan, luma pa. So, yes, may mga hindi na talaga makakatanggap katulad ng 4-piece. Yan kasi talaga mabibigyan sila. So, pero talagang really high expectations for the government. And if someone from the government is listening as well, eh dapat alam nila, no, na talagang we really have to set high standards for ourselves when we're working. So, doon din nabawasan yung pagiging masungit ko. Siyempre, humaharap kami sa tao.
Ayan, tong
pero kasi, as someone din na previously worked na with the government, we also have our limitations. Napakaraming check and balances dahil siguro we really have a long history of corruption. Kaya a lot of brilliant minds have really put a lot of effort for check and balances. So, hindi ganun kadil mag-deliver. The national government has allowed local government units to use 20% of their development fund for relief operations. So, malaking bagay yun, 20% of the development. Pag sinabing 20%, that's 20% of the budget of the LGU for a year. Kung meron kayong 1 billion na budget sa inyong LGU, 100 million. If it's realized already, ha. Ito rin yung hindi naman din alam kasi ng mga tao. Ang budget ng isang lugar ay hindi agad, kunyari sabihin natin ang budget ng lugar na to is 1 billion. for this year, it doesn't mean na meron na siyang 1 billion at the start of the year. I-re-realize pa niya yung na yun. So, syempre, when this pandemic happened, nasa first quarter pa lang tayo. So, expect mo rin na a quarter pa lang din yung collections ng lugar. So, talagang mahirap mag-adjust. So, ayan lang. So, talagang, but still, kailangan with the resources available from the for the government, high pa rin dapat yung expectations kasi people depend on the government.
And hindi naman kasi tayo yung nag-force in for them to like have that responsibility and yung mga mandato na yun. They volunteered themselves to become public servants. So it's okay for, hindi lang okay, but it's appropriate for us to like really stand bilang tayo ngayon nahihirapan din and bilang sila yung public servant. It's better for us to have high expectations. I'm not sure with, I can no longer remember kung ano yung pangalan ng Prime Minister from South Korea. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she said during the press con, I guess, hindi ko exactly maalala, but she said na their people expect so much from the government, and that is how they were able to surpass all of the, you know, the pandemic issue. Because they're one of the first countries that really fought COVID-19. Because nung issue pa lang ng mga dati yung sa SARS, they were already prepared, and they had like they already had this foresight. Here in the Philippines, people are not really that open when it comes to setting. Di ko alam kung bakit pagdating sa mga anak nila, set sila na high expectations, pero pagdating sa gobyerno, kailangan lower expectations. Like, I couldn't fathom that idea.
Where
like,
is the lie, though?
Where is the lie, though? Like, you push your children for high standards of expectations, but when it comes to government, you tell them to lay it down. Like, it's just a realization that I'm coming out with now. Pero yun, Kuya Andre is right. Like, we have a lot of people in line during this pandemic, during this crisis. It's unforgivable for us to be incompetent in this time of crisis. Like, you have to keep your standards high because hindi lang naman iisang tao yung naapektuhan. They're handling all of us. So, it's just justifiable given that they are public servants that we try to magnify kung ano ba yung mga pagkukulang nila. And it's not us just, you know, just plainly criticizing, but we are pointing those things out so that to challenge them to become competent as well. So, hindi lang tayo yung nagre-reklamo. Kung ano yung, lagi tayong tinatanong, right? Ano ba yung ambag natin? Our ambag is our voices. Our ambag is what we tell for the government officials that they could improve on. Kasi kung talaga namang wala tayong pake sa gobyerno, we will remain quiet. But we do care for other people. That's why we are loud. That's why we are speaking out. Because we care for other people. We care for our nation to do better. That is why...
Yes, Lucy for president!
Diba? It's true naman. Like, say for example, kung may kaibigan ka, tapos may dumi siya dito sa mukha niya, totonga ka lang doon, like hindi mo sasabihin na ay may ano ka, may kanin ka sa bibig mo, like naglakad na kayo from Ayala to lahat-lahat, nakipag-date na siya, hindi mo sinabi na may kanin siya sa kanyang bibig or sa kanyang labi, di ba? Tapos sasabihin mo na lang pauwi na kayo or makikita niya na lang na, ay may kanin pala ako, shit, but hindi man lang sinabi ng kaibigan ko. So that is why we're pointing out this kind of things. It's like the same metaphor that you want that person to do better or for him or her to notice yung mga bagay na kaya namang baguhin or whatnot. It's not just plainly, no? It's not just plainly na nagre-reklamo tayo. We just want to challenge our government to be competent because it's what we deserve, right? Ikaw ba, Ate Hillary? How are you seeing this? Miss Universe.
How am I seeing this?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that wonderful question. Since no, pinangarap ko rin na maging Miss Universe nung bata ko. Sana practice na rin, no, di ba? may mga expectations nila sa akin.
Sorry guys, pero, kami.
when it comes to the government, actually, ganyan din naman, supposed, kasi nailuklok sila sa position na yan. Alam na nila dapat na what they do is always in par with excellence dapat. Mm-hmm. For the good of the people and for serving the people as well. And that's their job. Yun yung job description nila. They have to serve the masses. Mm-hmm. And to think na may mga expectations tayo dahil these expectations came from their promises as well.
Yes. Diba? Ano, yan naman. Mm.
Hindi naman tayo mag-expect sa kanila ng ganito kadaming...
Totoo. Diba? Kung may joke ako. Kunwari kung may diba, joke.
Oh, exactly.
Nangaki sa'yo na, hindi kita iiwan. Tapos, syempre, magagalit ka kasi, di ba, ina-expect mo, di ka iiwan. So, it's the same thing with the government, right?
Exactly. Parang iniiwan sa ere ng gobyernong hindi kayang tumupad sa mga ipinangako nila sa'yo. Kasi yun na in-expect mo, binigay nila sa'yo expectations na yan eh. Oh, expect us to do this infrastructure. Expect us to give for everyone SAP. Amelioration fees. Diba? Parang, expect us to give non-contractual services para sa mga, ang dami yung pinangako na nakaka-disappoint kasi hindi nabibigay, hindi na-deliver. So, wag sana namang i-expect din ng mga tao na mananahimik lang tayo, na tayong mga taong pinangakuan ng, alam mo yun, green pastures and better tomorrow and good governance and transparency. No shade, pero yes. Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, yun yung take ko. These expectations weren't solely set by the people itself. These expectations came from their promises when they were running for the position.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not really on us.
Yeah.
Hindi nila pwedeng sabihin na reklamo lang tayo na reklamo.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? So that's it. That's my take on expectations for the government. Mm-hmm. Kaya mataas ang expectations namin kasi mataas ang pangarap nyo para sa amin.
Mm, that's true.
Pangako pala, hindi pangarap.
And if we try to level it out, no? Like compare, kasi sa government, there's like, how many officials are there? Like a lot, right? There's so many working brains. Like it's forgivable for me to just level down your expectations sa sarili mo. Kasi mag-isa ka lang naman eh. You're learning things on your own process. But there's a lot of people na sa loob ng gobyerno. So it's like...
Not to mention their tenure.
Ano, dagdag ko lang din ah. Dagdag ko lang din ah, kasi nabanggit ni Lucy yung maraming tao sa gobyerno, no? There's a lot of thinking minds.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Apparently, inside the government, there's a lot of factions din kasi. Favorite quote namin ni mama ko, mm-hmm. Kay Manuel L. Quezon, my loyalty to my party ends when my loyalty to my party begins. So, basta nakapwesto ka na, dapat ang iniisip mo na eh yung bayan mo, yung bansa mo. Hindi mo na iisipin yung personal na interest ng inyong partido or ng inyong sarili mo. Hindi mo iisipin yun eh. You are always thinking for the greater good.
Yes.
So talagang kaya mataas ang expectations sa government kasi the government itself is built on an ideal to give service fairly to all.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So talagang dapat talaga mataas. Eh ang nangyayari, imbis na progressive ang thinking ng ating mga namumuno, when I say progressive, it's they foresee events before they happen. No?
Mm-hmm.
Ang nagiging problema is they're being reactionary.
Yeah.
When I say na reactionary, nagre-react lang sila kapag nangyari na, in which dapat we are preventing things to happen. Example na dyan yung batas na isinusulong ng ating late senator, Miriam Defensor. So, nangyari is nagkaroon ng SARS outbreak the last time. So, nagpasa siya, nagpanukala siya ng batas, preparing us for something that could happen. So, ganun kasi dapat. Eh, apparently, hindi progressive ang karamihan sa ating thinking minds. Kaya, eto tayo. Reacting
to
what happened and late reaction pa. Yun ang masaklap. So we were expecting a fast delayed response. Delayed na delayed eh. Mm-hmm. COVID could not have been entered our country. Oh well.
Oh well. So siguro doon na lang muna tayo magtatapos. Siguro we have mas maganda magkaroon tayo ng separate, possibly a separate episode or a separate series regarding, you know, these types of discussions. Mm-hmm.
Please don't forget to follow us too on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, we are available on Podbean. Till next time, mga ka-neurons.